Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. شهر ولا شهر أن لا إله إلا الله شهر أن محمد رسول الله شهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable Ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our teacher and our guide, Nabiya Paak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, eagles live for 70 years. But at 40, they have to make a very difficult decision. Their talons become so long and flexible that they cannot hold on to their prey anymore. The long and sharp beak curves so far onto the chest that it is no longer useful to them. Their wings are old and heavy, and according to the larger size of their feathers, flight becomes very difficult for them. Now it has two alternatives. It can abandon itself and die, or it can face a painful process of renewal, which consists of flying to a nest in the mountain near a wall because it is safe. The eagle starts hitting the wall with its beak with great force until it's pulled. Then it will wait for a new beak to grow, with which it will detach its old nails one by one. When the new claws begin to hatch, it will begin to pull out its worn feathers. Amazing, huh? And after all those long, painful 5 to 6 months of wounds, scars, and growth, he manages to make his famous flight of renewal, rebirth, and celebration to live another 30 years. What an amazing Allah's Qudrat. In our lives, keep this backdrop of this anecdote or the story or this Allah's Qudrat that I've given you. In our lives, in order to continue a victory streak, we often need to take shelter for a while, to begin a process of renewal and rebirth. We need to let go of habits. We need to let go of traditions and memories whose weight prevents us from moving forward. Only free from the past can we take advantage of the valuable result that a new renewal and a rebirth will bring along our lives. Now, respected elders and friends, we don't have to wait for 40 years to do this renewal and rebirth. We have the opportunity on our doorstep in the form of the month of Ramadan.
Think of that ego, how much of pain it has to go through in order to allow itself to live for another 30 years so that it can fly again. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in His infinite grace and mercy has given us the month of Ramadan as a means of renewal and rebirth so that we can fly and get our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected Allahs and friends, the Nabi of Allah would look forward to this blessed month and offer glad tidings. He would say, "Inna hadha ash-shahr qad hadarakum." This month has come to you, and in it, laylatun khayrun min alf shahr. In it is a night better than 1,000 months. Whoever is deprived of it is deprived of all goodness, and no one is deprived of its goodness except one who is only deprived. It is not a time to dread or to stumble upon unaware, my friends. Rather, it is a time to consider the pinnacle of your life. It is the time to consider the pinnacle of your life and be like that eagle ready to soar. Inshallah. We all will try, inshallah. Make this intention in your heart, my friends. The Ummah is in a very critical situation at the moment. Me and you will be able to know in the next 3, 4, 5 days where our supper is coming to come from, where our iftar is coming to come from. There are places in the world where people don't know. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he's reported to have said, "Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajwadun nas," that the Nabi of Allah was the most generous of people. And he was even more generous in Ramadan when Jibreel alayhi salam would meet him. He would meet him every night in the month of Ramadan to study the Quran. Thus the Nabi of Allah, ajwadu bil khayri min ar-rih al-mursala. He was more generous than a swift wind. This narration contains the secret of unlocking the full potential of the month of Ramadan. Strengthen your connection with the Quran. The Nabi of Allah was throughout the year the best of people in his worship and character. But in the month of Ramadan, he would excel further. He would excel and he would soar further, like that eagle ready to take its flight. He would push himself to that extent where he would study the Quran in the company of Jibreel alayhi salam. And what a remarkable sight it might have been, that the best of mankind, with the best of angels, with the best of revelation. Allahu Akbar. And Allah has blessed me and you with the best of Ummah, with the best of Quran, with the best of everything. Respected elders and friends, when the rewards are great, the endeavor must also be great. When the reward is great, then the endeavor must also be great. There is nothing in life which is of value and worth that can be achieved without some form of striving. There is absolutely nothing in life that can be achieved without some form of striving. If a student wants to excel, he has to study hard. If a businessman wants to excel, he has to put all his efforts into his business. If a professional wants to excel, knowing the rewards, he has to burn the midnight oil. He has to climb the ladder. He has to prove that he is worth the dime in order to move up the ladder. Me and you, if we want to excel, we also have to make some sacrifice. And the blessed month of Ramadan, understand it to be a gold mine whose stores can never be depleted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised in a hadith, a Qudsi, that fasting is for me and I will reward it. The wider context of this hadith is the promise to multiply the reward for good deeds from 10 up to 700 up to 70,000, except for the reward of fasting, which is beyond that. By attributing the reward of fasting to himself, by attributing the reward of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized its limitless virtue. My respected elders and friends, as we stand on the eve of Ramadan, it's time for the Muslims, it's time for us as believers, it's time for us as an ummah of high aspirations to return in totality to the guidance of Quran and to the guidance of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the intention we need to make, that how am I going to return in totality, not only in the month of Ramadan, but beyond the month of Ramadan, as we had explained last week, that my actions and my efforts should draw the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closer. It should draw the nusrat and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closer. With these few words in mind, inshallah, we try to take the maximum benefit from the month of Ramadan. And as always, my respected elders and friends, for me first and foremost, and for all of us, a reminder is always beneficial. And we know the month of Ramadan, the days are hot, and it can sometimes get tiresome, people get angry, they're on the edge all the time. So we keep some points in mind, so that the transition into the month of Ramadan is for ease for each and every one of us, inshallah. Some points to keep in mind. First of all, we say Ramadan Mubarak to all our families and our community, inshallah. To those who will be making the first Ramadan in our area, to those new reverts, Muslims making the first Ramadan, we take this opportunity to welcome you, especially, inshallah. May this be the best Ramadan of your life, inshallah. May Allah make it easy for you, make it easy for all of us. We should try to keep in mind, alhamdulillah, the timetables have already been circulated on the various groups with regard, and there are still copies available at the front entrance. We should take a copy. Keep in mind with regard to the Isha Salah time, the Fajr Salah time, the Asr Salah time, the various times. 7 minutes will be given from the time of Adhan for the start of the Maghrib Salah, inshallah. So we should keep that in mind, inshallah. We only ask brothers, inshallah, if they are breaking fast in the masjid, to try to bring only the khajur and the zamzam. There will be facilities downstairs in the basement, wherever, to break your fast, inshallah. Keeping that in mind, keep the times in mind. Very important, my respected elders and friends, Sehri time ends not at Fajr Adhan time. Remember this, Sehri time does not end at Fajr Adhan, but ends before the Fajr Adhan. So check the calendar exactly when Sehri time ends. That is the time when Sehri ends, and a few minutes after that, the Fajr Adhan will be given. Inshallah, special programs will be held in the masjid after Fajr Salah, inshallah, tafsir, hadith, after the Dhuhr Salah, a short hadith, inshallah, after the Asr Salah, Fada'il Ramadan. Thereafter, immediately, inshallah, brothers will have the opportunity of making a khatam, whereby they will have the opportunity of listening to the Quran, inshallah. Then before the Isha Salah, a synopsis of the what is going to be recited for the Taraweeh Salah will be given. Inshallah, spend time in the environment of the masjid throughout the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Then at the masjid, inshallah, the normal 29 nights Taraweeh will be recited, inshallah. Downstairs in the basement, 20 nights, inshallah. A list has been put out. Wherever you are reading your Taraweeh, wherever you are starting, please ensure that you continue, so you don't want to miss out on a khatam. If you are starting at a specific place, try to finish at that place, because as much as reading the Quran and making a khatam of at least one khatam in the month of Ramadan, listening to the khatam of the Quran is also a very emphasized sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Iftar arrangements have been made, as we have mentioned, inshallah. As we had mentioned, the 29 nights that will take place, inshallah, 20 nights downstairs. For other venues, look at the... Then, my respected elders and friends, parking. This has always been something that we have emphasized upon. Please respect the rights of our neighbors. Park sensibly and kindly. That's all we are asking, my friends. If you want to park, if you want to come early and find your parking. Rather pool together where 4 or 5 brothers can come in one car. That would be even better. It will ease it, inshallah. Let's not park in anybody's driveway. Let's not park and cause inconvenience to anybody, inshallah. And do not block entrances for the hearse, for the ghusl area. Do not of people that need to come out of their driveway. My respected Allahs and friends, like we had mentioned, that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character should reach its peak in the month of Ramadan. How unfortunate we're coming for an ibadah to the masjid, we're coming for salah, we're coming for taraweeh, we're coming to iftar, but we are causing inconvenience to people. There will be car guards that will be on guard, Maghrib and Isha time, inshallah. Do not tip the guards. Arrangements have been made for remuneration, inshallah. Arrangements will be made, inshallah. They will be paid whatever is due to them. Inshallah, do not tip them. And I think it's very unethical, my friends, that you ask them, you know what, keep for me this parking, I'll give you some money. That's not right. If you want a parking, you come early and you park them, my respected elders and friends. And don't be rude to them. They have been given a certain task. They have been asked to do, brothers have been overseeing them, brothers will be overseeing them. They have been given a task to do a certain job. Allow them to do that. If they ask you not to park in a place, don't park there. When you go to a Mal Park hospital or when you go somewhere, there are signs that saying don't park there, you don't park there. When you go to a shopping mall, there are signs that say please do not park there, you don't park there. Why is it when come to the masjid then you feel you can park wherever you want to park? This is the house of Allah, may I respect. This is the shi'ar, the symbol of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you will show respect to the symbol of Allah, Allah will show respect to you as well, inshallah. Then of course we know, alhamdulillah, our community is increasing. Alhamdulillah, daily we see new faces, new people moving into the area. Like that, the needs of the community increase. The need of our masjid also increase, my friends. Alhamdulillah, we have such a beautiful masjid, beautiful madrasa. Alhamdulillah, it was so nice and it was so pleasing to see how many people benefited from the water situation of our masjid. Alhamdulillah, it was so pleasing. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, which is the best charity? He replied, water. He replied, water. And it was so humbling to see the community coming and benefiting from the borehole. Lines and lines and buckets of water was taken from the borehole of the masjid. Everyone who contributed, know in your heart that inshallah Allah will not leave you thirsty on the day of Qiyamah. Inshallah. That drop of water that you provided for you, inshallah, Allah make it possible that me and you will drink from the Hawdah Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. Say Ameen, brothers, inshallah. We'll drink from the Hawdah Kawthar. So inshallah, let us contribute generously. Everything, we don't know. This Friday we're going to give, inshallah. Ramadan is starting. Brothers will be reading Quran. Huffaz will be reading Quran. One another will be listening to Quran. All that benefit will be accruing to us, inshallah. We see the expenses of the masjid increasing day by day. Alhamdulillah, shukr. Every contribution that we make, every cent that we contribute, inshallah, lillah contributions will be taking place. Later on, inshallah, i'tikaf arrangements will be made in the ground floor, inshallah. When the masjid is full, another eyesore is, generally when the masjid is the main area of the masjid, let us try to fill that first. Let us try to move closer, fill in the gaps, inshallah. If the main area is full, upstairs also forms part of the masjid, inshallah. Let us try to utilize that. Overflow salah facilities will also be provided in the madrasa classrooms, inshallah. There will be various programs taking place in the masjid, out of the masjid, ladies programs that will be circulated, inshallah. Let us be mindful of that. And if you are not sure of anything, inshallah, if you have any masail to ask with regard to fasting, with regard to zakah, etc., inshallah, please consult with the imams. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a beneficial Ramadan, inshallah. Keep us with good health, keep us with afiyah, keep us with iman, inshallah. And at the end of the day, may Allah be happy with us in dunya and akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله شهد أن محمد رسول الله شهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله الذي أمر عباده بالدعاء ووعدهم عليه بالإجابة وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام البررة أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة عباد الله نحن في آخر جمعة من شعبان المعظم ونستقبل شهر رمضان بإذن الله تعالى أمة الإسلام والقرآن اعلموا أن شهر رمضان شهر مغنم وأرباح فاغتنموا بالعبادات وكثرة الصلوات وقراءة القرآن والذكر والعفو عن الناس والإحسان إلى الأنام وأحرصوا على الدعاء عند الإفطار ففي الحديث إن للصائم عند الفطرة دعوة لا ترد وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للصائم فرحتان فرحة حين يفطر وفرحة حين يلقى ربه وقال أيضا لخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك إخوة الإيمان ويرشد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمته الصوم جنة ما لم يغرقها قيل بما يغرقها قال بكذب أو غيبة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام أيها المسلمون لا تجعلوا أيام الصيام والإفطار سواء فإن في الصيام وكلة الكلام وكثرة الكيام خيرا كثيرا في الدنيا واجتنبوا من كثرة الكلام والاختلاط مع الأنام لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس له حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه معشر المسلمين اتقوا الله تعالى وتعرضوا لنفحات مولى في جميع الأوقات بالدعاء والرجاء والجود والسخاء فإن الدعاء سلاح المؤمن واعلموا أن الدعاء والسخاء يجلبان الخيرات ويستدفع بها البليات وجاء في الحديث من فتح الله له باب الدعاء فتحت له أبواب الرحمة وليس شيء أكرم على الله من الدعاء رواه ابن ماجه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في خطبة التي ألقاها مرة قبل رمضان استكثروا فيه من أربع خصال خصلتين ترضون بها ربكم شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله ونستغفرون وخصلتين لا غناء بكم عنهما تسألون الله الجنة وتعوذون به من النار اللهم أهل علينا شهر رمضان بالأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام والتوفيق لما تحب وترضى يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا فيه على الصيام والقيام اللهم اجعلنا ممن يصومه ويقومه إيمانا واحتسابا اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلمه لنا وتسلمه منا متقبلا أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين قال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا اللهم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته وعلماء أمته قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو بكر في الجنة وعمر في الجنة وعثمان في الجنة وعلي في الجنة وطلحة في الجنة والزبير في الجنة وعبد الرحمن بن عوف في الجنة وسعيد بن زيد في الجنة وسعد بن أبي وقاص في الجنة وأبو عبيدة بن الجراح في الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهم رواه الإمام الترمذي في مناقب الصحابة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في شأنهم أصحابي كلهم عدول أصحابي كالنجوم فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم قال الله عز وجل وجل في شأنه رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وانصر من نصر الدين واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم اللهم اغفر وافتح وانصر لأمة حبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اجمع هذه الأمة على الكتاب والسنة وسير السلف الصالحين يا ذا العزة والقوة اللهم اغفر لهذه الأمة أمة حبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة حبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم افتح وانصر لأمة حبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم عظم اللهم أكرم أمة حبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اكشف الغمة وفرج الكربة عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشائخنا ولأرواحنا ولأولادنا ولأصدقائنا ولأعزتنا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولمن له حق ومن وإحسان علينا اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Let's let us ensure our subs are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Let's try to stand as close as possible, fill in all the gaps, inshallah. The closer we stand, inshallah, Allah will keep our hearts united, inshallah. And as we had mentioned, the humble appeal, inshallah, to donate generously, inshallah, coming the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Let us pour our hearts out, inshallah, and donate to the house of Allah. And all the activities that will take place, Allah will give us a share in that, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله سمع الله لمن حمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم على نفسي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الامي وعلى اله وسلم تسليما. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم انا نسالك من كل خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. انت المستعان وعليك البلاغ. ولا حول ولا قوه إلا بالله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين. والحمد لله رب العالمين.